testimony hub, be inspired.
Our Father, we ask, O God, that you make your word and your will known to us. Let there be none of any man, but all of you. While you remain standing, show us the scripture in NLT so that I just came with a very simple message for this service. And I pray that the Lord will bring our understanding there. From verse 13, is it? 14, please. From verse 14. Yes. Can we read together, church? Want to go? This is what the Lord says, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sakes, I will send an army against Babylon, forcing the Babylonians to flee in those ships they are so proud of. I am the Lord, your Holy One, Israel's creator and king. I am the Lord who opened the way through the waters, making a dry path through the sea. I called for the mighty army of Egypt with all its chariots and horses. I drew them beneath the waves and they drowned. Their lives snuffed out like a smoldering candle wick. But forget all that is nothing compared to what I am about to do. I'm done. That is my message. This is my message. Just this is my message. Now, can we read verse 19 together? For I am about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry waste. Father, we ask, O God, that you make your word and your will known unto us. Let there be none of any man, but all of you. On the way to your seat, can you say louder, amen? Okay, so like I said, I came in this fifth service with a very simple message. And the message is, Hashuda Baliado Sara, Holy Spirit, help me. And it's so simple that the children of Israel, one of the monumental, phenomenal wonders they have seen of God is God being able to part the Red Sea. So that has registered in their mind as one of those landmark miracles that God is able to do. And so see what happens. Every time they want to get the picture of God, the height of what God can do, they begin to look at God from how he parted the Red Sea. So they begin to look at God. And he introduces himself and he says, yes, I am the God. I am the God that parted the Red Sea. But I have a problem with you people. And he said, my problem with you people is that you are still judging me from what I did yesterday. And he said, listen, I want you to see the responsibility part. Please show me verse 19 so that church people will see the responsibility part. Please, it looks very simple that you might miss it. You will just be able to miss it. What I'm about to show you is too simple that you might miss it. So you will just miss what I'm about to show. Very simple. One word. And that word, please show me verse 19 in King James translation, please. King James translation. Right. One simple word, and that word is behold. And God is saying, listen, I want you to see what I'm about to do. Hashodabasa. Lord, how does a mortal see what you are yet to do? And God is saying, until I plant you in a realm that ordinary mortals don't engage in. And it is a realm of revelation. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men, but it has been revealed unto us by the Spirit, what God has prepared for them that love him. And so he says, you've got to see the new thing I'm doing. Please, don't judge me by what I did for you yesterday. And in fact, it's a warning. God says, remember not the former things of old. And unfortunately, this is the problem of the church in every area. The church is expecting revival. There's going to be a move of God. But what is in our head is Azusa. And God is saying, do you think I like to repeat things? So there's a picture of God you have in your head. God, I know when you start. Eh? I know when you... God says, forget it. If I did it, I have stepped up. Did you hear what I just said right now? God says, please remember, not the former. I know there are people who say, God, if I can be like this, remember, I have done it. I've already done it. So the next one I'm going to do, I'm not going to do it like this one. Did you hear what I just said? And God says, that is where this scripture began from. It's easier. You say, the former things of old, forget your failure. No, it's not failure the Bible was talking about here. Forget all the bad things that have happened to you. That's not what the Bible was talking about. When he says, remember, he said, every manifest work I have done, everything I've done for you, forget them. Do not don't judge me by those things I did yesterday. He says, now, between what I did yesterday and what I'm going to do today, there's a missing link. The missing link is what you have not yet seen. They don't used to see it by imagination. The size of your destiny is located somewhere in a revelation you have not caught. The true stature of your destiny is hidden somewhere in a revelation you have not yet embraced. Unfortunately, it's not lying on the surface. And so, if you've not gotten the revelation, your prayers might be less than your personality. Excuse me, sir. So, if I'm praying less than who I am, unanswered prayer. That prayer enters into voicemail. Because we don't know who you are praying about. In the realm, because there's a picture of the man you should draw out from the spirit. That man, you should be able to call forth for you to become that man. And you are praying for a man that is non-existent in the spirit to appear. We don't have the picture. We don't. When those prayers come to the heavens and heavens are checking, look at what he's praying about for himself. Heaven say, we don't have a picture like that here. We don't have a picture like that here. I say, so what do we do? Voicemail. Am I making sense? And God is saying, listen, you've got to see between what I've done and what I'm yet to do. Shadi balahara. Rado kosutalaba. Libarata. God has made a way. God has made a way. You have to see it. It's not a God has made a way. God is you have to. Let me tell you, Rodabashida, for a man who works with God, what you call a miracle for him is a deja vu. I was telling Apostle Anselm and I said to him, I want to let you know that I knew that someday I was going to be in Azusa. I knew. I just knew one day. Many years ago, when I used to look at Azusa, and I just knew that one, that was when the Lord, many years ago, maybe probably like over 10 or 12 years ago, that was when when I arrived at my destiny point, I knew I caught this many years ago. Please, nothing is accidental in destiny. Let me say it again. Nothing is accidental. Lord, I feel like I should wake up in the morning now. Eh? If I wake up in the morning, let me just run into billions. Billions you've not seen. Why did they come? You don't know that every blessing has an assignment. You have to see between what he has done and what he's here to do. Please don't want to rush into, Lord, I want to do it. Keep quiet. See it. There's a realm where men are called up to see. That is the realm where men are given both specification, both manual, both mode of operation. Both everything and how to handle. And when they die. So when people are saying, wow, did this happen? I am surprised though. They smile. Because they know what you are seeing now. They saw it 2 years ago. Am I communicating? So, and then he's saying, you've got to. Now, you don't, It's not imagination. I'm not talking about power of positive imagination. Those ones don't last. Those ones don't even work. Think it, be it. I saw think it, and think it was God. Become it, and this thing in this world. Think it now. You yourself, if it is all about thinking it, only, or even God knows how many things you have think. You have think many things. As you are thinking it, you are not becoming it. And that is what depression is about. The more you are thinking it, the more you are not becoming it. But I'm talking about a realm. Liberado Shida Bala. Where you corasi. You pray and pray until you leave yourself. And your remaining days on earth are delivered to you. There are people who you are seeing. They already know how the roadmap of their remaining years on earth will be. They already know. A frontline person in America was telling me how he put up something I wrote somewhere. And the pastor wanted to get across to me, an American preacher wanted to get across to me, and all of that, and all that. I said, I know. He said, oh, he's already gotten across to you. I said, no, I know that one day he will reach me. Because we have met. So I'm just waiting for the day he will appear. Between what he has done and what he is yet to do, get uncomfortable if you have not seen it. So God, what is happening in the remaining of August? September, what is happening? October, what is happening? November, what is happening? December, what is happening? I cannot just be praying prayers in the air. Your life is too unordered, and yet you say you are a supernatural being. No, sir. Show me something. Did you hear what I just said right now? Because why has Abodo Shikada, Heli Karadasa, and every day God is saying, I wish you can see what I want to show you. Because if I show you, your prayer points will change. Perspectives will change. Too many things will change. You know that you don't have time. You will understand you don't have time. There are things I've done, but there are things I'm yet to do. And he says, but then again, between what I've done and what I'm yet to do, see something. And for those who he's showing, let me tell you, he will never show you what you currently have the capacity to handle. Did you hear what I just said right now? God will never show you what, he will show you something you want to abandon. God will show you something you feel like, no, people should go and find the people who can do this type of thing. I don't know why I went this way. But I believe that, you see what I'm seeing in this service is for someone. I thought I was going to be very prophetic in this service. But then again, I just feel like God is saying to someone, Hashibura Dehasa, I will not do the new thing. New thing, all those new things. I will do a new thing. I won't do it until you see it. Because what I'm going to, every word you find in the scripture, no matter how infinitesimal it seems, it's just a precursor to the next season. And then he says, you've got to see what I'm going to do. See it. Don't just, enough of praying blind prayers. You're enough of praying blind prayers. There are things that will be downloaded. Wishes will not download them. Ambition will not download them. What are you? What are you? What is that that you are? What are you saying? There are people who've got the blueprint. And I say that all the time. I say there are people, even parents here. What is the blueprint God has shown you concerning your child? Even those who are singles, this is the time to download blueprints concerning your life. So that at every point in time, you know I'm not at the right place. So success is no longer judged by how much you get. Success is judged by being at the right place. Doing the right thing. Being at the center of God's will. Prior to now, nobody has had an offer. When I mean offers in say, like many years ago, some people who have been with me some many years ago, who know nobody has had an offer to leave this city the way I have. People offer, this one will do that. Even when I was not like this, even when I didn't have this level of visibility. But God says to me, like the sister that testified, and then they're looking at Umuahia, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Is there anything that can come out of in this Umuahia that people have money like this? People have money. Let me tell you the things that you've got to see it. You've got to see it so that you don't pray the wrong prayers, so that you will not be positioned wrongly. I don't know whether you're getting. I'm not excited that you ran very fast. I'm worried for you that after this fast run, you don't get to the end. I'm not talking about in heaven, no. I'm talking about on earth. There's a way a man will run very fast and reach at the end. What you get is disqualified, though. This was not, you didn't see it. That means you didn't see your track as you were running. I feel like I should not belabor this service, because this is a prayer that you need to go and maybe fast all through the week and tell God, don't let me do destiny in blindness. Adil, I'm too old to walk around in blindness. If I had more years to my years, I can afford to do this one and do this one, come out of. But right now, I'm in a place where I have to be sure that this thing I'm doing is going to last the test of time. And I would always make mention of this woman of God, described as one of the richest women in Africa. For Laurent Shaw. I like it. Oh, okay, whatever you call it. And when she was asked, and one of the things that were asked, so they asked her one of the questions. I think it was Forbes. It was, so what does she think about transgenerational wealth? What does she think about trans? She said she has no thoughts about transgenerational wealth. But that what she knows is that many years after her, after she's dead and gone, that God has shown her so that she has already planned for that. Who talks like that? There are things, that's why I said in the other service, there are things that excite me. It's like when I was talking about that Dr. Stella, there are things people see and I'm like, you and I know ourselves. I don't know what I get what I'm saying. It's not like we don't know ourselves physically, but you and I know ourselves. And she said, many years after I've had those things organized in there are many of us, tomorrow, you don't know it. And then you say, I didn't even know how I go. This person, there are things that you must see what he's about to do. Yes, you must see. So that there are things that will happen. You'll be sure that he's not the one doing it. Because it might look like him. It might look like him. Let me give you an example. Let me just give you an example, because this one will be a reality to you all. And you will understand what, because I made mention. I remember when Pastor Samoye came here and he was talking about prayers, his online prayers. And I came here to take the microphone and I said that God has spoken to me. How many of you remember that? And I said, God has spoken to me about an online prayer. That means if I would just be telling God, will I do everything? I'll do this one. How many of you remember that? So God needed to lock people down, so that he will change my attention to that thing he has always told me. And then look at what NSPPD has become. So, you saw NSPPD now. I saw it a while back. You must see what he's about to do. When a man has seen, nothing can stop that man. When a man finally sees, nothing can stop. If you see people who are neither here nor there, you are not seeing. They have seen for you. Do the one they have seen for you. You cannot do. There are people you know from a far distance. I cannot. This one, you know how it is. One of the before you sleep, I say, there are people you need to dine with antibacterial spoon. There are people you know that will never be on your table. Forget about whether the spoon is antibacterial or not. You won't be found on my table. Why? Because there's something I've seen. Did you hear what I just said? I will not say more than this in this service because there are many things I prepared to say. Many things about the works of God in the now and the new works of God. How do you know? I wanted to talk about five characteristics to know new works of God. New works of God. I was going to be very revelational about it. Especially, I was going to talk from the book of Revelation. But then again, that would be too much information for one service. I want you to go home today, practical message, and say, Pastor, say it can be revealed. Child of God, demand always causes revelation to erupt. When it's not revealed, you can marry any man. You can marry any woman when it is not revealed. Anybody will walk into your life and then you can marry them. But when it is revealed, how roach you can. Let me tell you how you know that God is talking to you. God does not talk about events. I don't know how best to say what I'm about to say. How you know God is speaking to you is that God, when he speaks to you, even if you present an event to him, God goes beyond event to begin to talk about years. God moves beyond it and begins to talk about destiny. Begins to talk about this. So I was sharing with my staff, and probably I'm going to end that. I was sharing with them the difference between someone who has a gift of prophecy and someone who stands in the office of a prophet. I was sharing with them and I said, one of those major things that you discover, if you have the gift of prophecy, it is easier to speak about what is about to happen. Speak about what is about to happen. No, this is going to happen. This is going to happen. But when you stand in the office of a prophet, you do not just speak it, but you have the energy to make it happen. Oh, yes. So you see men like Elijah say, there will be no rain nor dew here for 3.5 years. Listen, not God told me. He said, according to my word. He was not being proud. He was simply trying to say, I have an office. According to my office. So there are things that if you have an office and you are the CEO of that office, you wouldn't need anybody's permission to write your signature. So whereas this one just says, and then those things happen. But this other one stands on his office and then begins. People of God, unfortunately, there were things that pulled the carpet off our feet and they called it COVID. Some things, businesses stopped. This other one stopped. This other one stopped. Do you know it was the best moment of some people's lives? Some people were revealed during these moments. This generation, mark my word. You see, our generation, this generation, I'm afraid to say this is not the last of the plagues we will see. Oh, yes. It is not the last of the plagues we'll see. So another one, I'm not saying COVID will come back again, but another plague, whether it's like COVID or another, but then again, oh God, please, I'm speaking the Bible. Don't look at me like that. The Bible says, when you see these things, know that this is the beginning of sorrow. Akwa be the beans, akwa na sorrow. So Lord, where is my navigational equipment so I can navigate through an uncertain world? There are things you can't, it's not possible to walk in blindness. You can't afford it. It's very expensive. Not now, not at any time. It's not possible for your children to walk in blindness. And I was so heartbroken. When the news, let me not go into that detail, but they said container fell in Lagos and crushed 2 young people. They died. 20 something, the other one 20. So people of God, they are people's children. And my question, one of the things that gripped my heart, I say, who is their mother? Who is their father? Oh, we got a relationship with God, because there are things that cannot happen. There are things that should never happen to someone. And even if this true, and this is, I don't know how best to describe it. This is a realm where we have to. It is important in this season, not just to walk in blindness, because there's a new work of God that is about to be released and revealed. But the question is, behold. Lord, where am I? It's either behold or behold. Unfortunately, it has to be behold. Can we stand up as we pray? I'm going to beg you for something while you are standing on your feet. I'm going to ask you for 60 seconds. Place your two hands on your eyes. Everyone stand on your feet. For 60 seconds, place your two hands on your eyes and just speak in the Holy Ghost. Just speak in all the tongues. 60 seconds of intense Shanto kayana bosua likorada basuketi ndi yadabashada ayana koto labaraba basakada intaka sukai taka ilekereboshi barada takazaya atushaki ipategele inteko saba ashibantukaya aloku abazaba ishatata yadaba entokura de balaza hatakusa intekaha ishatukasa. Things are shifting right now. Ikarada koshiba. Erede kosokotowa. Araba la baba baba. Asoto kasha. Irada kasa. These are never enticing words. Asha kodo kosoka. Iraba la baba baba. Itakazakata. Amaturaka. Your blindness will cost the generation a major setback. Your blindness will cost the people a major setback. Not this time. Not in this season. No.